Adult content warning. Just throwing it out there right now on the Joe and Alex show before we take some calls at 317-239-1009 and get to the social media, Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook, that this is definitely a cult adult content warning, 18 plus for sure. Alex and Liv the Web Girl, we're having a normal girl talking, of course, Liv the Web Girl brought something up she saw on Cosmopolitan or something. And pretty much saying, hey, did you know, Alex, you love Dr. Pepper. Did you know that they say those 23 flavors can make downstairs be a little
funky?
Yeah.
Taste funky, smell
taste,
funky.
Taste
supposedly.
Weird.
This is the rumor.
Allegedly.
Now, Eric tweeted us at Joe Knox Show and said, I've had a few girls tell me that they've personally tasted the difference in guys and that it does always depend on their diet. Angel says, the Dr. Pepper thing is total crap. I love Diet Cherry and my fiance has never had a problem.
Ew.
Wink. Hashtag Dr. Pepper for the win.
Hey.
Okay, see, these are the things that I need to know so that my life isn't ruined.
I also just want to say that your all's listeners are going to think, one, I'm a criminal from earlier this week. And then two, now they're going to be like, Liv is disgusting because I brought this topic up.
Well, they might be right. And there are listeners. Liv, you're part of the family. There are listeners. So let's go to line number two this morning and talk to Sarah on the Joe and Alex show. You had an interesting experience with what?
Sorry. It's asparagus and garlic.
Ew.
So,
I can imagine.
Well, just in general, eating asparagus will change the way your pee smells. I don't really know how, but it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Coffee
garlic,
does that too, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but with garlic, the guy that I'm seeing is a personal trainer, and before, like, we were planning our night, he was like, well, let's not eat anything with garlic in it because it changes the way you smell and all that. And I was like, okay.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's so gross.
Yeah, well, garlic will naturally, like, seeps through your pores after
it'll
you
come
eat
out.
It. And, yeah, so,
vampires.
You know, when you start sweating, everything sweats and smells, so.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not really the garlic sauce you want, but, I mean.
Okay.
Gosh,
well, that's
thank
good
you.
To know.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call
no
this
No Italian
morning.
Restaurants on a third date.
Well, you could have, like, spaghetti, right? You could
but
have
isn't
spaghetti.
There a lot of garlic in Italian food?
Yes.
I don't know. Wait, third date?
True.
How many dates have you been on with the guy you're hanging out with now?
I think five. I think tonight's our sixth date.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I was talking to Jeff this morning on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, nothing much. All I got to say is I love your guys' show. I listen to it every morning going on my way home from work.
Thank you.
Now, the whole Dr. Pepper thing, it is true. It does make a girl's downstairs stink.
Stop.
I personally don't drink Dr. Pepper. I'm more like a Mountain Dew guy. But my wife of 10 years, she used to drink Dr. Pepper, and I told her about the whole 23 flavors of the thing, and I told her that her pH will actually kind of be off a little bit.
Are you sure that that's the correlation?
Yeah,
are you sure?
I feel like somebody else that doesn't own Dr. Pepper threw that out there because Dr. Pepper is such a loved brand.
Jeff, I believe you 100%.
Wow.
Guys, I don't think you understand. Like, my life is going to
It's sad.
Change forever.
It's sad. I was sad.
Yeah, but
I didn't love this. I didn't love to, like, break your heart about it.
I don't believe it, though. I mean, like, fake news. I'm calling fake news.
Are you?
I refuse to believe this.
But look, multiple people, we got a tweet, and that guy right there, Jeff, said that it's true. So well, what is the truth?
Just like Abraham Lincoln said, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. Let's go to Mary this morning. Mary, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you wanted to talk about asparagus.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my grandma told me that I shouldn't eat asparagus. It's going to make me smell. And I always thought she meant pancreas until I, like, became an adult and realized that it was the other way around. And so, I mean, I guess family life learned lessons.
Okay, so asparagus can actually change just everything in general down there? Because I only thought it was, like, urine. But it'll make everything smell bad in general?
I think so. I don't eat asparagus because it's, like, little bamboo trees that taste like dirt. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I'm
hanging up on you. You have no taste.
What?
Asparagus is amazing, and for her to make that ignorant statement means she knows nothing about what she's talking
she's
about.
She's racist against asparagus,
definitely, or vegist or whatever it is.
She's a vegist.
Yeah, Let me ask you this. Are you surprised that we don't have a single nurse or doctor listen to our show and call in because we're that lowbrow of a show? We've had not one nurse call in to they could verify.
I'm not surprised.
We need to hear from Dr. Pepper themselves.
That's the doctor we need to hear from.
Tweet them right now. Maybe they'll do it. Just let's tweet and say, can we get an official statement on the record? Is it true that your 23 flavors affect my downstairs region?
Okay. I will on mine because I'm verified, and so it'll pop up to them.
And nothing's going to happen with my wife or anything like that, but in case we do, you know, like get intimate or something like that, what's something I could be taking to kind of like make her like, oh, yeah.
Aaron tweeted us at Joan Alex Show, for guys, onions are supposed to help with stamina and stiffness, and the Dr. Pepper thing is on the same level as the Loch Ness Monster. Hashtag myth.
Wait, so an onion's kind of like Viagra?
That's what he's
saying.
That
is so gross.
I don't
One,
believe
and two,
that.
I hate all of these people that are shaming my truth about Dr. Pepper. This is real.
It's
Cosmopolitan
not real.
Is practically the woman's Bible. Anatomy Bible.
Okay, what? Deanna says Mucinex D does weird things. Chloe says
should the guy or the girl?
I don't know, probably both. Chloe says all dark soda affects the taste. Being dehydrated makes you taste funky too. Ew. It's just different. It's not necessarily bad. Oh, I'm always dehydrated because I never drink water. I drink Dr. Pepper.
I also will say that apparently Adderall, like the word in college, was that like Adderall makes things a little weird for
dudes. Love all these air quotes with everybody doing
like they can't like they can't get it up kind of weird.
Know. Yeah, I heard that, and also something about the taste.
I mean, if you're drunk or on drugs, that makes sense for a guy as far as like getting it up. Like it's harder to do, like because you're inebriated. Just they call it whiskey D, you know.
Oh yeah, and like there's Addy D.
They call it too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we've got the alcohol and drugs covered here all time on the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through to can't even talk.
You know, I could talk. I could honestly talk about this for like 10 hours. This is so interesting.
Do you want to skip Taylor Tag today?
No, we got to do Taylor Tag. But I'm just saying, I think this is like a really interesting conversation. So I put this up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Please keep the conversation going. I want to hear what else you have to say if you didn't get through on the phone.
All right, and somebody defend Dr. Pepper because I am really mad at Liv right now for
I'm
even
sorry.
Bringing this blasphemy on
I'm
air.
Sorry.